a boy when he's in his teens, or when he's a teenager, a lot of times they'll just seem like they're all arms and legs, you know, and knocking into things. You say, that boy is so...
He's an oak, she's an oak, or a gulky.
Now, a person that just keeps on doing foolish things, now, what would you call a person like
that? Mischievous. He's a mischievous fella. But, she said that there are things I can say for him, which is just...
Now, you would, I bet, because I was always taught not to do this, I bet you were taught, what about the word fool?
To not say the word fool.
You were taught that same thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That you couldn't ever...
Not call nobody a fool. It's not good manners at all.
And I think the Bible has...
Oh, I know it does. The Bible did. The Bible calls one man a fool, all right, enough that I know of, and it's not good manners to call a man a fool.
What would you call a person who never spends a cent of money, just hangs
well,
on?
Well, he'd be called tight or stingy. Mm-hmm. He's called stingy or tight.
Would you ever say a tightwad?
Tightwad, yeah, often. You hear that said very often.
And how about the word common? If you were talking about a person and you used the word common, how would you mean that? Would that be?
Well, it's a word that when you say common, it's a word that's everyday used by among just ordinary everybody around. It's a common word that everybody knows.
And if you call a person a common person,
well, he's just an everyday man, and he's a man that don't want you to think that he's something that he ain't. All right enough.
Now, how about an older person, like somebody that was in their 90s, and but could still get around a lot? You'd say that person is really...
He's really a man well at himself for his age, and
Would you ever call him spry?
Yeah, they call him spry, he's...
How about a child that just can't sit still? You'd say, boy, that child's really...
He's nervous. He's nervous, or he's fidgety, or he's feisty,
And if your children were out later than usual, and you might say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Now, a person who acts very odd, very peculiar, you might say, I think they act kind of... Would you ever say they act kind of queer?
He would be, queer. That fellow, he acts queer. I don't know. There might be something wrong with him. I don't know why. I don't know why he does, but he acts queer and funny to me or something that way.
How about a person who's really kind of set in his own ways and doesn't ever want to change anything?
Yeah,
you say you can't change his mind, bang. Yeah, you say, boy,
he's set in his ways. He's hard-headed and set in his ways too.
How about a person that you cannot joke with them without them losing their temper? You'd say, Lord,
he's high strung.
And now, a high strung type person, if you did joke with them, they might get awful
mad. Yeah.
Now, if a person was about to lose his temper, you might say, now
just hold.
Just
keep quiet, man. Yeah.
Now, if a person was in a building that was burning and you didn't want them to get too scared, you might say, now just keep...